Welcome to Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them, a weekly podcast hosted by Stacey Jones, the CEO and founder of Los Angeles entertainment marketing agency Hollywood Brandon. Join Stacey and learn from her 20 years of experience as she shares top-notch advice on marketing best practices for brands and walks you through how to leverage entertainment content and influencer partnerships to increase your brand's overall consumer engagement and, most importantly, your sales. And now, here's your host, Stacey Jones.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. I'm Stacey Jones, and today I'm going to talk to you about how your brand can create sales success through talk show partnerships. I am often asked if having a brand appear in a segment on a talk show or as a product placement in a TV show leads to actual sales. And my answer, in my agency's experience, absolutely. Strong yes. We've seen really big wins. But too many times, clients don't have analytics in place to measure results. But when they do, it can show massive impact. We have numerous brands that we've created talk show partnerships for that have seen successful results. But today I'm going to share an example of a brand that I think created some rocket fuel with product placement and talk show segment integration. And for clear transparency, it's not a brand our agency works with, which is why I really want to talk about it, as I have no bias on the partnership. I am making some assumptions here, as we don't have access to the brand's metrics, nor have we spoken to their brand management team. I don't know if they have paid an agency to secure their success, or if the sheer coolness of the product itself has made people take notice and want to include it in their content. In fact, I would argue that it doesn't matter if the success was agency and fee-driven, driven by the segment host who was invited on the talk show and to bring brands with her, or word-of-mouth driven. The only thing that does matter is that this brand has succeeded in securing exposures on talk shows and in TV sitcoms, and that the exposures have absolutely led to their sales success. Why do I know it's been successful? Because I myself watched the segment, opened my computer, looked up the brand's website, and purchased not one, but two of the products for my family and my mother. And trust me, after 20 years of doing product placement on a daily basis, I have pretty strong boundaries set up against the impact of commercials and product placement, or at least so I thought. It worked though, and they got two sales for me, and at least another five driven from my sharing the product with friends through word of mouth marketing. In the segment, the show's producers brought on a specialist to talk about a common problem we all have, keeping closets organized and clean. I don't want anyone to see my closets. The timing of the segment was just that, timely. It was in January, a prime month to have people full of self-improvement plans, which extends to home organization. The guest organizer specialist the show had brought on walked the host of the show through a variety of topics, including what hangers to use and where to buy a fantastic selection of them, where she plugged the Container Store and was obviously paid to do so. Sorting your clothes in the closet by color, and hanging items based on long sleeve, short sleeve, skirts, and pants. And did you know you should always hang your pants by the cuffs? I had no idea, but it makes sense. She also discussed putting boxes together of seasonal items and labeling them outside for swimsuits, hats, gloves, and putting out of season on top of the closet shelves and in season on the bottom shelves. And then it led into the whammy. Sweaters should never be hung up. They stretch. But how do you manage to keep them organized in your drawers and shelves? The answer, the flip and fold. Through intensive hands-on demonstration, the guest organizer specialist led the host into a whirlwind of how to fold demonstrations using the Flip and Fold product. The brightly colored plastic of Flip and Fold caught the audience's eye as it made a very boring task look, well, possibly fun, and even super easy. It's a task I certainly strongly dislike, but I actually found myself wanting to fold laundry. Why, with that little piece of plastic, everyone could start to solve all of their problems in life, starting with their disasters of a closet and drawers. And seemingly the demonstration worked, because it led to a sales purchase an hour later when I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I'm surmising that it led to a lot of other sales success stories too. In fact, my agency's seen sales of some products after being on a talk show that end up being in the mid six figures, and massive website traffic spikes as well. Flip and Fold may or may not closely measure their Google Analytics traffic from show exposures like these, but I think the likely answer is a strong yes based on their order process. That day, after I logged in and chose what product I wanted to buy and started to enter my information, a really important and smart question pops up on their form. The question, it asks where you heard about the product, and it lists every major TV exposure they have ever had, ever. That means sales success can be measured from a single exposure on a show even weeks or months later, versus same-day analytics looking for an immediate sales impact. It even allows for reruns of the content in scripted TV shows. I've rarely seen a brand do this, and I think it's super smart. So when you go to purchase in this scenario, you see a list of names, including The Big Bang Theory, Dr. Oz Show, as well as their other advertising mediums ranging from store usage, Friend Has, Google advertising or search, a video on YouTube, a Twitter or Pinterest post, or their blog. And I assume the Today Show was later added, since that's the show I was watching. Which, if they had actually known about the exposure previously and shared the fact it was going to happen with their online sales team, it would have been a golden moment for them. Another smart thing Flip and Fold has done is mention on their homepage of their website that they were seen on The Big Bang Theory. Did they pay for this? Absolutely no. That show just doesn't take cash dollars to feature brands without a mega million media buy attached. But they got the product in front of the right people, either through their agency or through word of mouth or some sort of advertising. And the writers thought the product was funny and cool enough to write it in with Sheldon, who is known to be, well, persnickety at best, and likely a perfect folding machine. And that is how a brand flipped and folded its way to success on using a talk show. So see what I mean? Really a great case study, and it's something that a lot of brands can learn from. My agency has a truly excellent ebook guide to how product placement works that you can download from our website at hollywoodbranded.com. And we also offer a pricing guide that will give you more insight into how much talk show partnerships will cost you. And if you want some more helpful hints, visit our content library, which has a ton of helpful tips and tricks, or our blog, blog.hollywoodbranded.com, where we have hundreds of articles all created to help you become a better brand marketer. That's it for this episode. I hope it was helpful, and please let me know if you have any feedback. I'll see you next week. And as always, if you need a little or a lot of help, my agency, Hollywood Branded, is here to lend a hand. If you would leave a review or any questions I can address in the future, I'd really appreciate it, as your feedback helps me know my advice is valuable and interesting to you.
Are you ready to make the magic of product placement, celebrity event activations, or influencer partnerships help your sales? Visit HollywoodBranded.com to gain access to free content to learn which key tactics best fit your brand. You'll find surveys, webinars, daily blogs, ebooks, and guides, all created to make sure you have access to the best possible marketing practices. Don't forget to join Stacy Jones for our next podcast conversation about marketing mistakes and how to avoid them. Let's make that entertainment marketing magic happen for you.